Welcome to the Greatest Men Podcast. I'm your guest host, Laz Myman. And strangely, I am a guy, and I have been invited to do the podcast for Women's History Month. And I find that a total honor. On this podcast, Joanna Jimenez asks a big question with Jocelyn Odar, who does nutrition here at MEND. And me, Laz Myman, talking about great woman inventors. And Brisa Quintana brings you moments in history. And this month, it is about Rosa Parks, one of the greatest civil rights leaders of the 20th century.
Hi, this is Joanna Jimenez with The Big Question. And our special guest today is...
Jocelyn Odar.
You taught a class at MEND.
Yeah, it was a nutrition workshop.
So can you tell us what the class was about?
We incorporated my play into the workshop, and we talked about nutritional daily values and limits, and we talked about foods that should be eaten every day, foods that should be eaten once in a while. We talked about some of the participants' like favorite foods and how we could make them healthier. We ended up with great meals that were healthier than what they started with.
What types of food should we eat?
Definitely follow the My Plate guidelines. From there, we can kind of modify to what you feel that your body needs or what you see, like the changes that you notice in your body. So if you feel thirsty all the time, maybe you should drink more water instead of more soda. If you feel hungry all the time, maybe you should change from eating 3 large meals to maybe like small meals like every 4 hours. So
why is it so important to eat healthy?
Your health is just like a major role in your everyday behavior and how you feel and how you approach things like school and work. And it affects your relationships, because when you're just not feeling well, it shows and it has a lot of negative effects. So it's very important that you feel good about yourself, and healthy eating has like is a major factor in that.
What will happen if you don't eat healthy?
If you don't eat healthy, there's a lot of negative consequences. We don't always notice them like right away. Diseases like cardiovascular disease, cholesterol, diabetes. But you may start out just overweight, which can then lead to those.
Can you list what the worst foods are?
The ones that have really high trans fat and saturated fat. A lot of the fattier foods like butters and oils, but mainly I would say fast food. Fast food also does have like salads and stuff and oatmeal. Fast food's not necessarily just bad overall.
What are the best foods?
Best foods, vegetables, beans, proteins from fish and chicken and lean meat. Yeah, your grains, your dairy, low fat dairy.
Where do you study?
UCLA. I am studying to become a doctor, so I'm very interested in health and nutrition, and I try to set a good example.
Did you ever imagine that you were gonna become a doctor when you were small?
I've always wanted to, but then when I got to college, I kind of started feeling like it might not happen for me anymore because it was so difficult, the classes. But I've just kept pushing along. And
how long would it take you to become a doctor?
I'm applying to medical school next year. If I get in, that's 4 years of medical school and 3 years of residency, so about 7 years.
Thank you for your time. We're done.
Thank you, Joanna.
Hi there, I'm Laz Myman, and I am here to blind you with the power of science! Okay, so this is a list of huge ideas invented by women that you might not know. Here's the first one. Watson and Crick won the Nobel Prize for discovering the DNA double helix, but they forgot to include Rosalind Franklin, who took the first picture of the DNA double helix structure using an X-ray diffraction technique she perfected. Here's the second one. Ada Lovelace created the first computer algorithm, or app as we know it, for working out algebraic problems. She envisioned a machine that would not just work on numbers, but also work on words and symbols to compose elaborate and scientific pieces of music of any degree of complexity or extent. And this was all 100 years before the computer was invented. And the list goes on. Alphabet blocks, Apgar tests which evaluated a baby's health upon birth, chocolate chip cookies, circular saw, dishwasher, disposable diaper, electric hot water heater, elevated railway, engine muffler, fire escape, globes, ironing board, Kevlar, steel-like fiber used in radial tires, crash helmets, and bulletproof vests, life raft, liquid paper, locomotive chimney, medical syringe, paper bag making machine, rolling pin, rotary engine, Scotch Guard fabric protector, snuggly baby carrier, street cleaning machine, submarine lamp and telescope, windshield wiper, to name a few. This was Laz Maimon to blind you with science. Goodbye.
Hi, this is, as you know it, always your true history girl, Brisa Quintana, bringing you moments in history. This episode on MIH, I will be talking about Women's History Month, and specifically Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks was important because she brought attention to the need for equal civil rights for African Americans. And she did it simply by refusing to stand up. She stood up for her rights by sitting down. Here's her story. In 1955, America, a 42-year-old seamstress named Rosa Parks was going home from her work on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama. She was tired and the only seat was in the front of the bus. She absent-mindedly took one. No big deal, right? Well, not in 1955 for an African-American woman, and especially not in Alabama. It was the law that Negroes, as African-Americans were called then, had to sit in the back of the bus, even though they paid the same amount. Whites only in front. Crazy, right? Or mean. The law was called segregation. It was supposed to mean separate but equal. But the African Americans always got the broken down, used dirty stuff, and the whites only used stuff that was clean and new. So when a white male passenger got on, Rosa was asked to move to the back. She refused. What a lawbreaker. Three other African American women were also in her row. The bus driver James Blake asked her and the three others politely, if it's polite to be mean, to move to the back. Actually, he said, y'all should make this easy on yourselves. The first time he asked, one person got up and moved. The second time he asked, the other two moved. Rosa refused. The bus driver said, I'm going to have to arrest you. And Rosa said, that's fine with me. And the bus driver called the police. She was arrested December 1, bailed out on December 2 by E.D. Nixon. On December 5, tried and found guilty of sitting in the white section only. Edgar Daniel Nixon was a black civil rights leader with Rosa Parks as a spokesperson, organized the Montgomery bus boycott. They inspired African Americans to boycott bus service, meaning that they refused to take the bus. This way, the government lost lots of money, forcing them to change the law. Rosa Parks could have been arrested again, but she didn't care. Maybe Rosa Parks didn't plan on becoming a civil rights leader that day, but she is now called the mother of civil rights. This month, in honor of Women's History Month, you research someone and see what you find out. This is Brisa Quintana with Moments in History.
Thank you for listening to the Greatest Men podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please tune in next time.